I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The standoff in Thailand's capital, Bangkok, has gone on for weeks. On one side are anti-government protesters, the Red Shirts. They believe that Thailand's prime minister came to power illegitimately and are pushing him to call elections immediately. On the other side are armed troops. It's a volatile situation. Today it erupted again. At least 5 grenade explosions ripped through central Bangkok. 3 people were killed. The BBC's Vodine England says the explosions were in the center of Bangkok's business district.
This is where troops have been set up behind barricades since Monday, and where red-shirted anti-government protesters are across the street behind their own barricades. So a very tense part of town suddenly made much more tense with these grenade explosions.
So this whole conflict that's been going on for weeks is taking a turn for the worse, it seems.
Yes, it doesn't feel very good out there at the moment. In fact, last night we heard helicopters and strange sorts of bangs, which turned out to be fireworks. There is a huge tension in this town at the moment, a massive sense of suspense and fear, real trepidation, because this conflict has been building for weeks. The armed forces did try to clear the protesters out of the centre of the city on the 10th of April, but failed, which was quite a humiliation for the army. It also left 25 people dead at that point. So clearly the fears of more violence are very intense. This could be a trigger for more violence tonight. We're not sure at this stage.
And how are these events and this extended standoff and as you say, tension and suspense, how have they affected life in the city a bit beyond where it's really happening and then even beyond Bangkok? What are the ramifications?
In terms of day-to-day life, it is a specific area of Bangkok that is basically fenced off by the anti-government red shirt protest camp. But beyond that, of course, this conflict is about much more than simply a bunch of people in red shirts who want new elections. At its heart, it goes to how governments are formed in Thailand, which likes to call itself a democracy, but which in fact has had many governments over past decades, which have been formed not by elections at all, but by a kind of deal making in the background. And this kind of upsurge of political consciousness among people, such as represented by the red shirts, is really these people saying, hey, we want a say in how these governments are formed.
And how tenuous do you think the situation is? Could these protesters bring down the current government?
It is possible. The red shirts have proven themselves far more determined, far more organized, and actually far more broadly based than anybody was predicting. This is not simply a group of countryside thugs who have come to town to make a mess, as some people like to think. It is not simply a group of people who support a former prime minister called Thaksin Shinawat. It is a bit of all of those things, but it is much more. It is what some analysts are calling the political consciousness raising of a generation.
The BBC's Vodine England in Bangkok. Thanks very much.
Thank you.